I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The Theater of Tomorrow!
Flash!
Ad-free, early access, and much more!
Flash!
Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden! Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Goo-Gaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends. Space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Tomorrow. Tonight's production is The Curious Case of Dogless Space.
Oh, bother. Darling, have we run through the milk?
Pardon, dear?
I say, have we run through all the milk?
Are you serving tea again?
I am, I suppose. Isn't it time for it?
It's only been 2 hours.
Is that all?
Why are you all a-tither, dear?
Because I can't smoke my pipe, I suppose.
You can smoke your pipe
no,
if you
no,
like.
No. I know you don't care for it.
I just worry after your health is all.
Yeah, I'm running low on my shredded tobacco, anyhow.
Oh, you...
Should we stop for some basics? Resupply ourselves?
If we're out of milk, we may as well.
Right. I'll have the banks trot a course to the nearest planet.
I'll engage the engines. Full brass! Barrington, full brass to the engines! We're making a hop!
Yes, missus.
The banks have the chart. Ready?
Let's hop! Engines.
Glowing, missus. I don't recommend another hop until they cool.
Use the water reserves to cool them. Collect the steam for future speed pops.
Yes, missus.
Martin, dear, do the banks say where we are? Is it on the charts?
It's on the charts, yes. A barely industrial planet called Finalist 2. I can't find almost any reference in the space catalogue.
How perfectly queer.
Yeah.
Did you check Clovis Daldentor?
I did, that muck, but it's no good.
Nothing to do but ring them, I suppose.
Well, no, we can't ring them.
Why ever not?
I haven't dressed.
Don't be silly.
At least turn off the video scope.
This is Parent Parenphone speaking for the Parenphone household. Who's calling?
Look, see, they don't even have video scopes yet, you worry wart.
I'm sorry?
Hello, darling. I'm Karen, and this is my husband, Martin.
Hello.
We're the Everfields, don't you know? And we're out of milk and some other such sundries. Does your planet have milk?
My planet?
Ask about the tobacco leaves.
Yes, I will, dear. Yes, your planet. Do you have milk or tobacco leaves?
I think we're also short of cakes. Tea cakes?
I don't... Who is this?
Heavens. We're the Everfields. From Earth. A planet quite far from here, actually.
Another planet? Is this Fiendtom? Fiendtom? Are you pressing my buttons for fun?
Goodness. Is there anyone else we could speak to? Someone a little sharper, maybe?
Sorry to bother, Mrs. But another ship has jumped into near orbit.
Oh, company. Huzzah! I'll go dress.
Who's jumped in, Barrington? Is it a leisure craft like ours? Or something with a bit more zazz?
I'm afraid it's a Geist tank ship, Mrs.
Surely not.
Oh, really? What are the odds? You know, it's almost like seeing a southern dandy without his Sunday linens at a picnic.
Yes, Mrs.
Southern dandy?
Yes, thank you, Parham. Never mind. Send my best to Phantom.
What?
If you're going to dress, Martin, go dress. I'm ringing the Geist.
Is that a good idea, dear? I've heard they're quite vicious.
Barrington says we can't hop, so we may as well have a chat. I mean, what's the point of taking a galactic safari if we're only ever going to get milk from strange planets?
Hard to argue with that.
Good lad.
Floating vessel. We are here by choice. You will not impede us.
Heavens, darling, we're here by choice as well. This is Karen Everfield. Who am I speaking with?
We are the Geist. We have many titles, but we are called by none to you.
I see. How eccentric. Well, Mr. Geist, how would you like to join us for tea?
For tea?
Yes, only Martin, my husband Martin, he's run through all the milk. On a bit of a consuming track just now, as he's trying to give up on smoking his pipe. Quite unsuccessfully trying, but the effort is what makes up the habits, you know.
You will not impede us.
No, darling. I'm asking you over for tea. Do you understand? Come over here and drink some tea with us. Maybe have a chat?
Chat.
There he is. Yes, dear. You pop over and we'll swap stories over a nice hot drink. I can tell you some real humdingers about some of the places we've been to.
Have you told them about the planet where the trees are all living monsters?
Oh, stop it! You've spoiled the end. He's always doing that.
It's true. I speak ahead of my brain half the time. Are you going to join us for tea, Mr.
I think it's just Geist.
Mr. Geist.
We chart these bodies and spheres. We do not accept your command to chat.
Well, isn't that a shame?
All right then, Mr. Geist, suit yourselves.
Mrs., another ship is entering normal space.
Busy planet.
And to think that silly Pharam or whatever didn't even know if she had milk.
Who's come calling now, Barrington?
It's a ship of the Spatial Planetary Union.
Ugh, them. This will take forever now.
They are hailing us, Mrs.
Very well. Bye now, Mr. Geist. Enjoy charting your spheres.
We are...
Hello, you've reached Karen and Martin Everfield. To whom are we speaking?
This is Briggs, captain of the Ibn El Haytham. Please identify yourselves.
Well, as I just said, we're Karen and Martin Everfield.
Of...
New England.
We aren't affiliated with any organization, Captain. We are just on safari, seeing what's beyond the proverbial horizon, as it is.
What's the name of your vessel, Evergreens?
Everfields.
Yeah, you're safe, SS Everfield. We've been tracking the Geist tank ship across the sector. We'll handle it.
That's fine, Captain Briggs, but we were perfectly safe all this time. We just invited the Geist over for tea.
I think they hung up.
Rude.
Well, at least it was short.
We'd better go. There's likely some shooting to be done soon.
But the milk!
Oh, they don't have any milk here. Barrington?
Yes, Mrs.
We'll need to hop now.
Mrs., the engines haven't cooled sufficiently to complete a safe hop.
Oh, we are not out here to play it safe, Barrington. We're out here for adventure. And it appears the battle has begun. There is no safe option any longer, Barrington!
Yes, Mrs.
Shall I have the banks choose a chart for us?
I'm afraid it's going to have to be a blind hop, darling.
That sounds terribly dangerous.
The Geist ship is positioning us between itself Amtha Hatham.
That rogue.
Let hop.
We've never jumped blind before.
Let hop.
We're a bit inside of a planet.
Unlikely, sir. Even jumping blind. The first law of the bank's operating power will not let us emerge in a fatal position.
Oh, God.
You see, Martin? Perfectly safe. That's probably far enough, don't you think, Barrington?
If you say so, Mrs.
White.
My stars. Where are the stars?
Switching to port prism.
Nothing.
Dorsal prism. Aft. Barrington?
Yes, Mrs.
Are the viewing prisms working?
Yes, Mrs.
Are the screens in here working?
Yes, Mrs.
Barrington, if everything is working, where are the stars?
Where are we, for that matter?
Unknown. Scopes and screens are operable. Shortwave radio. Operable. Hop. Engines. Inoperable. Longwave radio. Inoperable.
Oh, goodness.
Shall we pick a direction and just travel?
To what end? No. I'm not ready to start dithering about some cosmic fishbowl. Periscope. There's never nothing. In all of space, everywhere we've gone, have you ever seen nothing?
I have not.
No, there's something here. Maybe not milk, but something. Ah, there, you see? Look here through the periscope.
What is... I don't see anything.
That glinting light there?
Oh, yes, I do see. This ship. It's getting closer. Oh, it must see us.
Put a chart in the banks. Let's meet them halfway. We'll get some answers soon enough.
Can we ring them?
Barrington, is the ship-to-ship still working? Excellent.
Stop your engines there. You haven't anywhere to run. And I've never lost anyone I've run down.
Sorry, who is speaking?
Pearl! The most fearsome, fierce, and deadly pirate you could have hoped to meet.
How do you do, Pearl? My name is Karen, and this is my husband, Martin.
Hello.
We're not entirely sure where we are. Could you tell us?
You're on a path to hell!
Oh, no.
That's very colourful, Miss Pearl. But I meant more in the way of coordinates.
You'll never see another coordinate again. You and that ship of yours is mine now.
I don't think that fully makes sense.
I'm sorry, Miss Pearl. I've got another caller on the line. Please hold.
Wait, what?
This is Karen and Martin Everfield. Who is calling?
This is Rudder Red, and that brassy, pointy ship you're sat in is now property of the Gaslight Gang. Stop your engines and prepare to be boarded.
Certainly popular today.
Mr. Red, as I told Miss Pearl not a moment ago, I'm just trying to find out where we are. None of this silly... Oh, that's probably Miss Pearl again.
You tell Pearl!
Please hold! Yes, is this Miss Pearl?
This is Chasm. My ship is on an intercept course for you. You'll be boarded and taken in under 7 minutes. If you wish to take your own life, you have that long to do so.
Oh my, how awful.
Mr. Chasm, really, is everyone in this sector so blunt and rude?
Chasm out.
Really?
Mrs., visual prism check indicates at least 5 ships closing on our position. Direct course.
Can we hop?
Negative. Brass hop engines too badly damaged. They will need a full repair before we can attempt to leave.
Yes, Barrington, what is the probability we can make the repairs ourselves?
0 misses. We will need outside help.
Well, there's no help out there, it sounds. Hello, yes, whoever this is, you can't have our ship.
Doesn't work anyway.
Stand down, vessel. This is Commander Hench of Spaceport 15. Looks like you folks could use some help.
We've got the situation well in hand, Commander.
Karen, the man is trying to help.
Fine, on our own.
Mrs., A series of fires have broken out in the brass engine rooms.
Oh, very well. Yes, Commander Hench?
I'm still here.
In fact, we could use quite a lot of help right now.
Sit tight. I'm right behind you.
Aft prism.
Good heavens.
That is quite an impressive craft, Commander Hench.
It keeps the pirates in line.
Pirates?
That's right. You folks hopped right into the middle of pirate country.
And where exactly is that?
You two are dead center in dogless space.
I've heard of that.
The space catalog. It says... oh dear.
What is it, love?
It says here... Anyone who enters dogless space is never seen or heard from again.
That's the bad news, folks. You're stuck here. Forever.
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of Kelly Nynaltowski as Karen Everfield, Mark Witten as Martin Everfield, E.K. Daggenfield as Barrington, Sam Regal as Commander Hench, Candy Milo as Pearl, Graham Rowett as Rudder and Chasm, Maximilian Reed as Captain Briggs, and Ashley Lamb as Param Paramphonin, with music by West Rodri. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of The Curious Case of Dogless Space!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.